USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Many Republicans are pushing Texas Governor Greg Abbott to declare an invasion along the U.S.-Mexico border and give thousands of state troopers and National Guard members sweeping new authority to turn back migrants. The Republican governor says he will make a major announcement today of unprecedented actions to deter migrants from coming to Texas after the Biden administration announced last week it will end Title 42. Crime Prevention Research Center President Dr. John Lott told One America News that Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's sentencing record has him convinced that she's a poster child for soft-on-crime policies.
She says that people who get child pornography through the internet should get lighter sentences than those who get it through the mail, because she's claiming that it's so much easier for them to go and get it through the internet, and therefore they should get a lower penalty.
Jackson is expected to be confirmed to the Supreme Court this week. USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
As the White House continues to not talk about the Hunter Biden laptop, the laptop continues to reveal more incriminating information about Hunter, President Biden, and Communist China.
The investigation into Hunter Biden's finances reportedly might involve his father, President Joe Biden. The New York Post saying one witness was allegedly asked about a 2017 email that referenced money Hunter Biden was setting aside from a Chinese energy company for the big guy. Former business associates of Hunter Biden have previously said that Joe Biden was the big guy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The power is slowly coming back on for thousands of people in the South. Texas has the most power outages at 9,500 after storms tore through, killing one person. A second death was reported in Georgia, where two tornadoes touched down. Alabama, Mississippi, and South Carolina also saw several twisters. All states will be trying to clean up damage as more severe weather is expected to continue through tonight. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
The Biden administration's push to end the use of Title 42 health emergency restrictions at the nation's border, it will allow the Biden administration to get more illegal immigrants into the United States faster. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, Republican from Oklahoma, on Newsmax yesterday, weighs in after visiting the border and Border Patrol agents.
Well, not only did we talk to them, but we got on horseback and rode with them. Being from the country, there's very few things I've straddled more than a horse. And they asked me if I could ride, and I said, yes, sir, I can. They said, then let's go places that other people don't normally go. We rode most of the day. Went way down the border. We saw we literally saw them on the south side of the border loading individuals up in cattle trailers and running them all the way down the border 2 or 3 miles ahead of us, releasing the individuals so when we come across, so when we get to them, they would be sitting there ready to basically surrender to us. And then they had their own pocket cards that they were saying, and they weren't trying to get away from us. They were simply wanting to be apprehended because they knew with the Biden's catch and release policy in place that they would be turned loose and then probably never show up for their hearing.
French President Emmanuel Macron is the clear favorite in France's presidential race on Sunday, yet a big unknown looms. An unprecedented portion of people say they are unsure who to vote for or don't intend to vote at all, bringing uncertainty to the elections this weekend. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.